Gabon.
Gabon.
Oral zaude.
Oral zaude.
Koporretan behar bada.
Koporretan behar bada.
Aztu denboraren logika. Orain beste mundu batean zaude. Nirekin.
Nirekin.
Gaur laburmetraiak. Hainbat sortzaileak egindako histori laburrak ikusiko ditu. Minutu gutxiko bida iluzte. Ni Martina. Ez naiz hemengoa. Eta zu.
Bai, gaur, egun berez izalako, txaparada musikala, nahiz eta egualdisa kriston auki, ekaitza dator rontxe bertan, ba, itzola hasiko da rontxe bertan, da, bergarako getazazpi tal deukiko, ba, azte buru guztian ziar.
Hori da, normalian, kontzertu bat antolatzen da unian, txapa irratiak hemen, ba, gaztetxean, ba, guan egoten gazedez, gure kaiola txuan, anjarri, itzo batzuk esan, dara, kontzertua hasten da, eta taula gainean bakarrik taldi egoten da. Kasuetan gu, jeitxigaz taula gainean.
Bueno, ba, talde hon, eta ongi etorri larogeita hamar segundura. Gaurkoan bai, gaurkoan antenan, eta, bueno, bai, ratxaio nahiko berezi batekin entzuten da zuen moduan, hor, ba, txapa erratiko kideak, larogeita hamar segundu honen berrogeita hamar garren programia zenek esango zuen, berrogeita hamarrera helduko ginela. Ba hortxe, ba, berrogeita margaren programia, eta ba, gorkuan zuze, berez isa ingot, berez isa, eta gitzen, espeziala edo. Ba hori xe, itzak, normalian musikia jartzen dut, eta gorkuan ba, itza besteik ez da gongo, asike, ba, itza besteik ez dugu kiko gorko larogeita mar segundu ontan, eta itza lagako jeu, ba, musika taldien disko eta olako, ba, gauzetan ba, asaltzen dian olako korte horrei. Ba, horixe, disfruta.
It's time to relax, you know what that means. Glass of wine, your favorite easy chair, and of course, this compact disc playing on your home stereo. So go on and indulge yourself. That's right. Kick off your shoes. Put your feet up. Lean back and just enjoy the melodies. After all, music soothes even the savage beast.
This album is a tribute and a celebration of Lynn's life from his friends and all his peers. We all miss you, Lynn. I'll see you on the other side. God bless you always. Love, Ozzy.
We're keeping you up to speed with hardcore music. The music is what it's all about. I love it just like you love it. That's why you're here. I'm here because I love to play. You don't come, I can't play, and I love to play. So, we don't want to make too many speeches because it's all about the music. You just heard a hardcore sequence of hot shot doublets from down Jamaica way. Right about now, we're going to start to change the pace and change the style. During the course of the night, we switch and we swap and we ride around the track together.
Yeah. You see, when it comes to music and them things, them man have experimental sound. You see, music to me, you see, roots music is creative music. You understand? That means it's originally come from the heart. So whatever is in your heart and you feel that you want to create a different sound, you create that different sound. So who is anybody to say there's any boundaries? You understand? Because if you check it out, all the man them like King Thomas and them man, what were they doing? They were pushing the boundaries. You see, at the time, when kind of music was out, it was kind of on a different vibe. They pushed the boundaries and made different sounds and experimented with sounds and then kind of something. So what we're doing is the same thing. We're taking it from that school and building it up even to a different dimension. That is why year 3000 is tight, because you're creating something different. You're coming from the foundation, that's where you grew up in that school. And then from this, so that's the foundation, you start build on top of that. That's what it's about. That's what music is about.
Y todos quieren sacar discos. Y todos creen que serán ricos. Y todos quieren ser como los de los vídeos. No, he movido el árbol y no caen los euros. Hemos confundido el rap con pop hecho por negros. Bikinis, cochazos, botellas de champán. No, es más penosa aún la copia que la versión original. Aquí ni hay Nelly's Bobos, ni Kiares One. Solo existe un norte y yo solo sigo a la estrella polar. He comido un millón de de críticas. He preguntado muchas veces qué es lo que pretendían. Que a mí no me tienta ni Eva, bobos. ¿De qué van? Juegan con el fuego y se queman. No, no hay carnet de rapper, ni ropas, ni poses, ni clases. El rap no está en las calles, ni en parques, ni en tatuajes. Me da igual que hagas maquetas, te hinches a petas o hables del underground que eres en tus letras. Yo llevaba chándal de bandas cuando tú aún jugabas con las témperas. ¿Que decís que el hip hop está hecho una mierda? Pues la culpa es vuestra. Lo único que funciona en vuestras cabezas es la lengua. Bla, 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 bla. Los fascines son una mierda, las revistas son una mierda. El rimadero es una mierda, todos los discos son una mierda. Los MCs son una mierda, todos los conciertos son una mierda. Seguid ahí sin hacer nada, bobitos. Que todos esos de los que habláis mierdas están haciendo algo por esta movida. ¿Nosotros?
Concurso de imitadores de Jorge Martínez, concursante número uno.
Por nuevos tiempos salvajes.
Concurso de imitadores de Jorge Martínez, concursante número dos.
Tiempos nuevos, tiempos salvajes.
¡Ganador! ¡Este es nuestro ganador!
Well, sure, I wish Connie Francis were here to sing all day long.
They're filling the microphone.
But not much, I know.
Don't they care? Don't they care?
What?
Look at them. I'm in the microphone and they're talking. What am I going to do?
Hey, we ought to get a new mic.
No! Don't throw me away!
This is a buzzing in this microphone.
It's me! It's Brian! I'm in the microphone. It's not a buzz. Hey, honest, I'm really in here.
Oh, sure.
I'm not kidding. Don't talk in it.
One second, I'm gonna unscrew this microphone.
Oh, it's hurting my ears.
Hey, I still hear it.
It's not a buzz, I'm telling you, it's me, and I'm in it.
There's some sort of short circuit in that mic. They better fix it. They jiggle the wires.
No, please, I'll get electrocuted.
Or something. See what's wrong.
Hey, I'll get a shortcut and I'll get electrocuted.
Oh, that's much better. Yeah. Oh, it's so quiet. Oh, good, now. Ben. Oh, that's good. Nice. Oh,
good.
Thank
good
you. Work,
I think there was a short in the Brian or something.
Short in the Brian?
That's what's wrong with the microphone.
Oh, my gosh. We'll have to get a new Brian then.
Right.
Listen,
right.
Would you order one? Would you order
one? Largo de Tamar, segundo.
Within every rainbow, there is a story, a song. Within every rainbow, there is a journey. Within every rainbow, there are rainy days.
What's it like to be back?
You see things in life and you'd be surprised what you see. Life, your whole life is changes. You go through changes in your life. One second, you got it made. Next second, you're down in the dumps. And it goes back and forth throughout your whole life. One second, you got the most beautiful girl in the world. Next second, you don't even have a girlfriend no more. And it goes back and forth and back and forth, you know? And this is life, man. It's changes. This is what you gotta go through throughout your whole lifetime. Never land.
Down by the Water was written in the same place that I wrote all of the songs to Bring You My Love album. I was living in Dorset at that time. And I remember that whole record. I had an amazing view. I was renting a room in a large house, and it just looked out over an enormous field. So that whole album sort of has a sense of expansion to me, of looking at a large view or a large landscape. And I think it's also in the Down by the Water song. But Down by the Water was just it's a dark song. You know, it's a meditation on darkness. I imagine being under a bridge when I'm listening to that, or when I was writing it. I very specifically had an idea of a canal and a bridge and dark things happening.
Umetasun metatxiko gizonak aipatzen ditu Silviok, arrantzale, iraultzaile, lapurkoba zen ontzi hartan. ez dau sartzen, ordea haiek epaitzen, eta guri, gizontasun utxiko umeoi zer dagokigu guri. Soldadutzarik gabeko belaunaldiko hoi, dena eginda eta dena egiteke dugunoi, nerabe eternaloi, hipoteken etorkizuneko morroi, zer dagokigu guri. Guri onena eman nahian, bizitzaren gordintasuna eskutatu eta bizitzaren hortzen menpe utzi gaituzte. Googleek erantzungo ote die gure kezka eta erronkei.
Che cos'è il mio amore? Se non il mio desiderio illuminato, il mio infinito desiderio d'essere ciò che sono, oltre me stesso, il mio eterno partire nella mia enorme, stare pellegrino, pellegrino di un istante, pellegrino di tutti gli istanti. Che cos'è il mio ideale, se non il supremo impossibile, colui che è e lui solo mio affanno e mio anelito? Che cos'è lui in me, se non il mio desiderio di incontrarlo e incontrandolo la mia paura di non riconoscere. Che cosa sono se non lui? Iddio nel patimento, il tremore impercettibile nella voce portentosa del vento, il battito invisibile nel mio cuore nella piana desolata. Che cosa sono se non me stesso?
As I lay dead in my love-soaked bed, angels came to kiss my head. I caught one gown and wrestled her down to be my girl in Death Town. She will not fly, she has promised to die. Oh, what a clever corpse am I.
In Guernica, the dead children were laid out in order upon the sidewalk, in their white starched dresses, in their pitiful white dresses. On their foreheads and breasts are the little holes where death came in as thunder, while they were playing their important summer games. Do not weep for them, Madre. They're gone forever, the little ones. Straight to heaven, to the saints. And God will fill the bullet holes with candy.
Head and shoulders. Head and shoulders. When I moved to my new flat, I was very happy, but when I worked out that the whispering voices that I can hear when I put my head under the water in the bath belong to dead people, I wasn't happy any longer, particularly because I realized that every time I put my head under the water when I had a bath, the voices were slightly louder than the time before. I tried not putting my head under the water when I had a bath, but every fucking time curiosity got the better of me and I had to try it just for a second, just to check. And of course, even half a second of that sort of thing would bother anyone. I keep asking the landlord to put a shower in, but he prevaricates and says things like, "What do you want a shower for? That's a lovely old bath. That's an antique, that is. Look at it, it's Victorian. You pay top dollar for one of those at the reclamation yard." It's all right for him. He hasn't got fucking dead people talking to him every time he washes his hair.
No temas, poeta. No fue en vano tu sacrificada existencia. Todavía permanecen legibles las seculares tintas de tu gigantesco esfuerzo. Tu esencia fecundó las conciencias del ser y de las ruinas de tu vestigio se erigen hombres cada vez más profundos y perfectos, ciclo tras ciclo. Nada fue en vano. Yo tampoco temo ya al porvenir. Cuando la luz exhale su último hálito y un puño de roca y lava impacte contra la esfera, reduciendo toda vida a fino polvo de piedra y gas, anicos de átomo, imperceptibles partículas migrarán durante milenios a través del infinito desierto de silencio y sombra, como despavoridos pájaros huyendo del frío eterno. Pero nada será en vano. Pues cuando por fin, a millones de kilómetros luz de su origen, la ruina de nuestro acervo se aparee en colisión con otro escombro estelar a orillas de alguna galaxia ignota, circularán derredor de su calor hasta esculpirse en materia de vida nueva. Y ese nuevo pálpito, poeta, seguirá siendo entonces vector de nuestra delicada esencia.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
In the coming age, in the coming age of automation, where people eventually might work only 10 or 20 hours a week, man for the first time will be forced to confront himself with the true spiritual problems of living.
Yeah.
I was just thinking like that. We're only doing 20 hours a week in Liverpool now.
Timidoak, notxateiak, eta hola, hasieran pentsatzen jartzen zidata, eta hori kanta batetarako gaia alda. Oso gutxitan agertzen da hori kantuetan, timido izatea, notxateia izatea. Baina, entzun zazue, Brelek, timidoen izaera nola kontatzen digu. Ni unkitzen hau kanta honez zen ni ere, gaztetan bereziki, timidoan itzen osota. Gaur egun ere, gauza hauek behar baldin bada modan ez badaude ere, ze orain nortasuna eta nortasunaren sendotasuna eta adierazpena eta daude modan, baino gaur ere jende lotxati eta timido eta erabe asko dago. Le timide, lotxatiak.
My question is that my boyfriend is pretty well endowed.
Yes.
And he loves oral sex. My problem is I can't seem to go down deep enough for him.
Okay.
And I was wondering how to do that, you know, go deeper to pleasure him more.
Yeah. And actually, you know, I've always said, don't think that you have to take the whole penis into your mouth. Okay? So what you do, you start off with kissing, licking, and sucking. And then you just take the head of the penis in your mouth. Because you see, you've got teeth, then you've got hard palate. Behind that, you've got soft palate, and behind that, you've got a gag reflex. So if you think you're going to take that whole thing in your mouth, you're going to throw up. That's not fun. So just take the head in your mouth, okay? And then you drool. And you allow saliva to flow down the shaft of his penis.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's all lubricated. And then you grip it with your hand, and you coordinate head-hand movements.
Mm. Okay.
Okay?
I wanted to do something special for you.
There you go. You got it.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank
you. All
right. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Mother Dear.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to think of words that rhyme with vagina.
Lima. Like lima bean?
How about that teenage witch, Sabrina?
No, that's a made-up word, Jim. Why don't you change the word vagina to something else?
Like box or pussy or cunt?
Oh, jam.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word, just by its sound, can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories. As a transitive verb, for instance, John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning is not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as, John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers.
Laro de Tamar, segundo.
Hi, Jimmy.
Yolandi, hi. Come in. How you doing?
I just wanted to ask you if...
Come sit down.
Here.
Come now, come sit here, right here on my lap.
What? Oh, okay. Well...
There you go. There you go. You want some herbal tea?
No, thanks.
You sure?
I'm fine.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
Thanks.
Ah, Yolandi, look at you. You're so cute and squishy.
Oh.
Look your little cheeky weeky. Yeah, you're so cute. I just want to keep you here in my office like a little pet.
Okay.
Yeah, feed you. Bathe you. Comb your pretty hair. Yeah, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. You hear me, Yolandi?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and don't let anyone fuck you around.
Okay.
You don't need anything. You hear me? Anything. You come here to my office. Sit right here in my lap. Tell Uncle Jimmy what you need. I'm gonna hook you the fuck up. You got that?
Yes, Jimmy.
No, Uncle Jimmy. Call me Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, Uncle Jimmy. Uncle Jimmy.
This dick is poopful. But not that much. Everyone is just going poop in the toilet today. This day is perfect. But not that much. I'm going in the potty, a talkie, and get embarrassed, so I'm going to scream. Everyone's going to poop in the toilet today. My Kirby's not. This day is my birthday. Because I'm going in the potty and no one's here. And the door is like...
Le garçon. Le garçon avait les cheveux longs. On aurait pu lui faire un chignon. Et sa mère était toute rasée. Les côtes sont tout chamboulées.
Soothsayers. Futurologists. So-called cool hunters and miners of the internet. Thou shalt not steal the creative life blood of originality. So, fuck off, vampires. You're too late. You're too late. You're too late.
Hey man, what's happening, man? You got something for me?
Yeah, man. Tengo pura. 90%, I said.
Shit. Here, let me try some.
Andale, güero. Andale, güero.
Oh, man. It's fucking shit. Fucking shit. I'll give you half. 10 keys.
¿Qué dice el güey? ¿Quiere medio precio? 10 llaves de pura. ¿Qué? ¿Qué? ¡Tráeme el machete!
Hey.
¡Chingos de bueno!
¡Hey!
¡Métele el cabrón! ¡Chíngate! ¡Chíngate, cabrón!
Atenció, barcelonins. Hi ha perill de bombardeig. Aneu amb calma i serenitat als vostres refugis. La Generalitat de Catalunya vetlla per vosaltres.
Eso es como esos letreros que uno ve cuando pasa ahora por las autopistas y le dicen: no podemos conducir por ti. Y yo siempre pienso: ¿y quién te ha dicho a ti que quiero que conduzcas por mí? Si yo. Pues eso es lo mismo. ¿Quién te ha dicho a ti las copas de vino que yo tengo o no tengo que beber? Déjame que las beba tranquilo mientras no ponga en riesgo a nadie, ni haga daño a los demás. A mí me gusta que me digan:
¡España! ¡España! ¡España!
No puede usted ir a más de tanta velocidad. No puede usted comer hamburguesas de tanto. No puede usted comer esto. Debe usted comer esto. Debe usted evitar esto. No debe usted beber esto. Y además,
no tengo margen de acción. Mis instrucciones es que tiene que aparecer ahí la palabra cometido por ETA.
El mundo está dominado por niños bonitos, por hijos de papá. Dios, basta ya de mierdas light, basta ya de colonias, de anuncios de coches, de aguas minerales. No queremos oler bien, no queremos adelgazar.
¡No!
Solo quedamos nosotros, amigos míos. Todo el mundo es tonto, moderno.
¡Sí!
Y ahora vamos a enseñar a esos mierdas lo que es terrorismo.
Puro sobre la salud de George Bush. El presidente estaba solo en la habitación de la Casa Blanca viendo un partido de fútbol americano por televisión. La versión oficial dice que se atragantó con una galleta, se desmayó y resultó herido.
Se sabía que el presidente se había desmayado al atragantarse con una galleta. Esta mañana no lo ha disimulado. Se cayó del sofá desde el que veía un partido de fútbol y quedó inconsciente durante unos segundos.
Estábamos trabajando en la oficina de INEA, aunque dicen que no trabajamos, y hemos visto a un señor que estaba echando un líquido por las escaleras. Y le hemos preguntado que qué era, y nos ha contestado que un líquido para la carcoma. Entonces, como las escaleras son huecas, ha empezado a bajar el líquido. Y cuando ha terminado de echarlo, se ha subido a las escaleras y ha prendido fuego. Así que fíjese lo que ha pasado.
¡Oremos a Dios! ¡Aleluya!
Muy bien, yo os doy una J.
¡Jota!
¡Dadme una E!
¡Bien!
¡Dadme una S!
S.
¡Dadme una U!
¡U!
¡Dadme otra S!
S.
¿Y qué tendremos?
¡Jesús!
¡Muy bien!
¡Jesús!
¡Eso es!
¡Jesús!
Pero esto no lo hacemos por nosotros. Estamos rezando en esta ceremonia de quema de discos para que estos artistas, señor, lleguen a conocerte.
Ba, hoxe izan da dana, espero, ba, ez gehiagia, aspertia, emeste hit, eta, bueno, emeste ekon artean, ez da gitu, ja, bueno. Ba, hori xe, horren gaztean hemen egongo agarriz, larego eta mar segundu, así que, ba, beste, ja, musika gehiagukin, eta formato normal batian. Ba, hori xe, ondo jarretxu, eta horrengo asterarte. Ahur. Ahur.